Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Dr. Karen Cam Radio Show. The intention of this show is to empower and inspire you to manifest the life of your dreams, whether it's radiant health, prosperity, loving relationships, or simply peace of mind. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm your host, Dr. Karen Cam, author of the number one bestseller, Guide to Healing Chronic Pain, A Holistic Approach. Okay, well, today is the first Monday of the month, January, and today is supposed to be the Life Wave Ask the Doctors program. So I have on the line with me Dr. Dennis Loebstein, and he is a doctor in exercise physiology and actually is a specialist in Asian medicine as well. Now, here's the thing. We decided that since Christmas just happened, and we have, most of us probably splurged a little bit too much during the holidays. I know I did a little bit too. That the focus on people's minds is going to be how do we, lose those holiday pounds, the holiday stress, how can we use LifeWave products to do this? So that was the focus of our call today. And then, of course, we wanted to answer people's questions when they called in. Now, I have a problem today, and that problem is I just logged into my Blog Talk Radio host studio, and I can't see anybody's phone number. So people are trying to call in. The number to call in is 818-514-1190. Again, 818-514-1190. And the problem is I can't see who's on the switchboard. So I can't unmute you, and then that includes Dr. Dennis as well. So I'm trying to figure out a way around this. And what I'm thinking is maybe, we can get Dr. Dennis on my other phone and do it that way. I know it's not the best. I've done it before when we've had some technical glitches. Not ideal. So I'm just going to do that right now and get live. We're going to see if we can get Dr. Dennis on the speakerphone here, and so we connect that way. So even though we can have people call in, which I'm really, really bummed, there must be a problem with Blog Talk Radio today because I've tried two different browsers and it's not working. So, sometimes these things happen, technical glitches, because I was really looking forward to getting people's questions about this. I know weight loss is a big deal. For a lot of people, especially this time of year, people are pretty tired of, carrying the extra weight and wanting to know how we can use the LifeWave products, this energy, a way of doing energy medicine, these tools to help out. So Dr. Dennis, if you can call me on my cell, that would be awesome so we can get you patched in here. And let's see if I can send you a text here, and maybe you can do that. Because I'm not finding your phone number right now. So let's talk about stress. So why do people get so stressed out during the holidays? Well, there's a lot of expectations. And even if you are really, really good at, sticking to your diet and that kind of thing, most people are going to have other people's stressors around them, and they're going to feel that stressful energy. And when they feel that stressful energy, unfortunately, some of it rubs off. I mean, none of us are so totally, outside of, the whole holiday thing that we don't have some of that rub off on us. And you know what I found in medical school? When the holidays came, this is some of the most difficult times that people had in their relationships. And when that happened, then, unfortunately, stuff happened. I was in neurology as an intern, and I must have seen so many people during the holidays. This is December. I had the flu. It was awful. Anyway, people had meningitis. People died of strokes. I mean, it was like everybody was coming out of the woodwork, getting killed or sick or something. And I was like, what is going on? And you know what it was? It was the holidays. And it's so challenging. So anyway, so let's get to LifeWave. So what do we have in the LifeWave Armamentarium to help us with these stressors? If you are actually a LifeWave distributor or a customer, you can actually use the chat too in Blog Talk Radio and give us your comments on what your experience is. And let's see if I can get Dr. Dennis on the phone here. I'm just going to send him an email to do that. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, so let's go ahead and look at the products that we have. So we have patches, so acupuncture without needles. There are these patches that use light therapy to help us communicate with our bodies. So what patches can we use to help with holiday weight gain? So why do people gain weight anyway during the holidays? Well, there's a lot of reasons. One of them is actually stress. We talked about holiday stress as well. But stress increases cortisol levels in your body. And when you have increased cortisol levels, then what happens is that your abdominal fat, among other things, the cortisol starts to attach to that fat, and then you can actually gain weight that way. So some people say, oh, I'm not eating, you know, badly. I'm not eating too much food. I don't understand why I'm gaining weight. Well, you know what? Just being stressed and running around, you know, getting your to-do list done can also increase weight without you having to eat anything. So we have solutions for that. Oh, hang on just a second. Let's see if I can get Dr. Dennis on the phone here. Hey, Dr. Dennis. Oh, hang on.
Hello.
Okay, here we are.
Can you hear me, Dr. Karen?
Yeah, sorry, Dr. Dennis. I don't know what's going on with my console today, but I can't see anybody's phone number.
It's okay. I'm connected now, so cool.
Okay, good. So I was talking about how the stress of the holidays, that alone can cause us to gain weight and those holiday pounds that we don't want. So why don't you share with us, you know, what are some of the LifeWave solutions for this problem, this holiday weight gain and stress?
Well, what comes to mind when you talk about stress regarding the holidays is a hangover, and there's a really neat protocol for that, and it worked on a number of people over the holidays, and that involves what is called the fork, using large intestine 4 and liver 3, so, and also a gallbladder point, either on the head or on the foot. And the primat is to take the chi out of the head that's keeping you awake, and also disperse stagnant liver chi. So the way to do that is to use ice wave patches with the white one on right large intestine 4 and the tan one on left liver 3. And then you can use one of the YH patches, like a glutathione or an Eon patch, on right gallbladder 8, which is just above the ear, or on the right gallbladder 41, which is up side of the foot.
Okay, so this is called the four gates?
Four gates. And it's called four gates because traditionally the four gates would be both large intestine 4 and both liver 3, but in the case with the patches, you don't have to use all four of them, just two of the four, which is large intestine 4 on the right and liver 3 on the left.
Oh, I didn't know that. I thought you always had to patch both sides for this four gates protocol. Can you explain why you only have to use one set of patches for liver 3 and large intestine 4?
If you don't want money on both sets of patches. And on some people, it works better if you use all four, but you can get away in most cases with just using two.
And then why do you use the why do you use the ice wave instead of the energy enhancers for the hangover issue?
They're a little more powerful on getting rid of stagnation right away, and they're designed to break up blockages to relieve pain. And a lot of the stagnation behind the hangover is a blockage. And so the ice wave patches are more powerful for that.
Ah, okay. Oh, that makes a lot of sense, the stagnation part of it. Okay, cool. Okay, what else do you have for us?
And also, remember a week ago explaining to Nikki Johnson on Facebook, who asked a question about how to deal with hangover, how to use this protocol. And then John Chant, one of our top distributors, he's on the top of everyone's pyramid. He was the first distributor to LifeWave. He jumps and says, well, you know, when I get a hangover, all I do is, instead of all this fancy stuff that you're talking about, I just take a handful of tan patches and stick them in my left pocket, and I take another handful of white patches and stick them in my right pocket, and I drink lots of water, and my hangover goes away.
Oh, that's too funny. Well, I think your protocol might be a little bit more economical.
Yeah, it's a little more elegant, but that just goes to show it, you don't have to be that precise. You can just even take a pack of patches and split them up and pan on one side, white on the other side, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Well, just getting that energy moving, I guess, is what your point is as far as the stagnated energy, and getting the energy to move is really what causes the improvement in those symptoms.
Yes.
Okay, great. Well, okay, so what about the holiday weight gain? What can we do about that?
Well, that takes a little more effort, and even though the SP6 patches are designed to curb craving and also to increase fat burning, the way just like the energy enhancer patches also increase fat burning, but the SP6 patches do it in a different way. So you can use the SP6 patch to do both the curbing the craving for food and also to increase fat burning. And if you want to have that work efficiently, you need to detox first.
Okay.
And so that involves going through a detox protocol using the YH patches. And if you want to get even more elaborate, LifeWave developed a simple plan that has 6 steps for losing weight. And that's why the SP6 patch is called SP6, that means simple plan 6 steps.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean lean 6-point, even though that's a really good point to use the patch on. So this simple plan 6 steps involves detoxing.
Okay.
With the page patches. And then it involves curbing your craving with the SP6 patch.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third step is to improve your nutrition strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth step is to boost your hydration.
Hmm.
And that's because if you're hydrated, the patches work better.
Mm-hmm.
And the fifth step is to burn more calories with both the SP6 patch and the energy enhancer patches that we just talked about. And the sixth step is to reward yourself for doing such a good job.
So were there specific ideas on how to reward ourselves?
I'm all conscious.
Okay, so people say, can I use the patches to lose weight? And I always say, well, it depends, because we know what each of the patches do, but everybody has different reasons why they gain excess fat and weight. And one of the things that people don't realize, or at least commonly realize, which you've pointed out, is the detoxification part, is that, the fat stores are there to help us store toxins that we get from our food, our water, our cleaning supplies, our, skincare regimen, all these things. And eventually our detox organs can't handle the incoming toxin, so they just kind of store it somewhere. And one of the easiest places to store it, I always tell people, is fat. So the fat is there because it's kind of a benign organ and doesn't really have a high metabolic rate. So those toxins are relatively safe stored in fat. So if you have more toxins, you're going to need more fat to store them. And so part of the, you know, fat releasing program is to help those toxins out of the body much easier or faster so that you can lose the excess fat that you don't need. So you've made a really good point that detoxification for most folks that I see anyway is an important step, you know, in the weight loss.
I agree. And I also, when I tell people how to detox, I put in the brain protocol first. The first step on detoxing is to clear the neurological blockages in the brain.
Yes. You know, that's a good point too, Dr. Dennis, because I have found, I don't know whether you have, you know, with people you're working with, but I found that sometimes in the past when I was detoxifying people that they would have some, you know, one or two people would have more severe detox symptoms than others, like they would feel flu-y or they would feel really headachy. But then I noticed that if I do my brain balancing protocol first, which is an Eon patch on various different points on the head that you can alternate points. And people listening in, if you don't know what we're talking about, you can get a free download of the protocol at patchtrainingteam.com, all one word, patchtrainingteam.com. Anyway, so you can use that Eon, you know, on these head neurologic brain balancing points. And then once they're brain balanced, the detox goes better, it seems. I don't know whether you find that. It just seems to be easier for people.
Oh, yes, not only the detox, but the Eon patch also makes all the other patches work better.
Right. Right.
You do the brain protocol first.
Okay, so we've got, you know, doing the brain protocol, and then how long do you think people should do the brain protocol before doing, you know, any sort of detoxing with the glutathione or the carnosine?
Well, I have them do the Eon brain protocol for 2 weeks at night, and I have them put it on at night for the first 2 weeks because the detox symptoms of the Eon path involve feeling really tired and draggy and lethargic. And if they wear it at night, it'll help them sleep and also detox them at the same time. So then after the first 2 weeks, we switch from Eon on the brain protocol to Eon on the YH for sure protocol with the other YH patches, and helps them detox better according to the glutathione detoxing.
Okay, so how often should people start using the glutathione or the carnosine after they've done the 2 weeks of the Eon?
Another 2 weeks. So we have a month going on of doing YH detox before even using the SP6 pack.
Okay, so are we using all three YH patches for that month or just doing like one at a time, 2 weeks each?
Either way, there's a lot of individual variability. Some people like to do it all at once. On some people, the detox symptoms are so severe they can't stand more than one detox patch. So they do the Eon first, and then they go to the glutathione, and then after their detox, they can wear both of them.
Okay. Do you use the carnosine as part of the detoxification or just the Eon and the glutathione?
Yes. For people that are really sensitive, have them put the carnosine on at night with during the second 2 weeks. So they'll be wearing the glutathione during the day and the carnosine at night. And the reason for wearing the carnosine at night is that its properties are rejuvenation and repair of tissue. And it's also really sedating or more yin than the other YH patches. And so it will help you sleep because of that. And also, the body repairs itself at night, so that's a good strategy to help the body repair itself.
Right. I always use my carnosine patches at night about 90% of the time now for that reason. I think it's great if people have sleep problems, they can actually use that in addition to the Silent Nights patches for sleep. And that's the other thing that is, you know, for people that don't have really good quality sleep, they're not sleep deeply, they're not staying asleep, they're waking up a lot, they're not dreaming. If they're not, you know, sleeping that deep way, they're probably not releasing those healthy hormones while they're sleeping that keeps their body slim, you know, like growth hormone, for example. So for those people, we may actually need to add the silent nights as part of their healthy weight loss regimen.
There are exceptions, though, for wearing carnosine during the day, and that's because it helps athletes a lot to pump lactic acid when they're working out so they can have a better workout without feeling fatigued and tired. And it also gets rid of cramping. Sometimes I carry it with me when I feel like I'm going to cramp on a really hard jog where I'm sweating, but I know I'm going to sweat a lot. And I put the carnosine on the cramp, and the cramp goes away in a few seconds.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's great. Okay, so carnosine as needed for cramping as like an emergency kit.
For buffering the lactic acid, yes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, that sounds really cool. Okay, so here we got our Eon brain balancing for the first 2 weeks, then either switching over or adding on to the glutathione for the second week during the day, and then possibly adding the carnosine for the second 2 weeks as well, but at night. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, so then what happens?
Okay, so then we're detoxed for the first month, and then during that first month, we can also be wearing energy enhancer patches at the same time. And we can wear energy enhancer patches starting the second month or starting the first month, depending on what the person can tolerate or wants to spend money on. So I would put energy enhancer patches according to the Yin Yang 5 element protocol, with the Tang one on the Yin points and the Light one on the Yang points. For example, for the Earth points, that would be Spleen 6, Tan on the left, Spleen 6, and Stomach 36 with the Light one on the right. And follow through the other elements, Earth, Metal, Water, and Fire. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, this protocol is available. Can you think of where it might be downloadable? Do you have it on your website?
I don't think I have the five elements one downloaded. I think that, the ones that I have are kind of the fancy ones that I'd rather not, you know, mention, because I wear, you know, there's so many other patches to do. But, I think that's a good idea. Maybe we should produce that, or I'll put it on my website, the five element protocol, because it is in the LifeWave product handbook, but that handbook is only available to distributors, and in the future probably won't even be printed. So I think it might be a good idea to actually put it online so people can easily find it. But the Yin Yang five element protocol is probably, you know, found elsewhere as far as the actual points, but as far as, you know, putting patches on, what people need to remember is the white goes on the right and the tan goes on the left side. So the yin points on the left, the yang points on the right. Anyway, so it's probably too complicated for people to, like, memorize and write down every single point. But, you know, we should probably put that up at some point, Dr. Dennis.
That's a whole show in and of itself, to talk about how to do that rotation.
Yeah.
But if anybody who's listening wants a copy, you can interact with me on Facebook and I'll send you one. Just give me your email on Facebook.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Thank you, Dr. Dennis. Okay, so we've got your detox for the first month, plus or minus energy enhancer patches, which I highly recommend because people usually have been kind of tired out over the holidays, so it's good to kind of recharge your battery. I really like the energy enhancers that way, and the five elements protocol, I totally agree with you. It's a great way to, like, balance the energy system of the entire body, all the meridians, and increase energy. So I'm surprised we haven't gotten to the SP6 yet.
So we're balancing energy, we're detoxing the first month, and we set the body stage for getting ready for the SP6 patch. Okay, so then the second month we can start curbing craving really efficiently with the SP6 patch, and use it according to the brochure, and it's an electronegative patch So we put it on the left side of the body, on the points that are in the SP6 brochure. And then I tell people to use the Eon patch on the same point on the right side of the body. So if they have, for example, the SP6 patch on the spleen 6 point, they would use the Eon patch on right spleen 6.
Okay, because that Eon is an electropositive patch, so it goes on the right-hand side. Now, why do you use that instead of, say, the glutathione or the carnosine YH patch?
Well, you could use them because they have electropositive properties, and they're also anti-inflammatory, and they would help continue with the detox and increase the electrical current. But I advocate Eon because, in my clinical observation, it also helps balance hormones. And part of the problem with weight is an imbalance of hormones. And so if you use the SP6 and the Eon patch, you get a better hormone balance.
Ah, I see. So what you're saying is that, you could use the SP6 on the left to curb cravings, then matching it with the Eon on the right-hand side, the same point, and that, in your clinical observation, helps to balance the hormones, which then helps to help people be able to, shed the excess weight. Is that right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, do you use different points in the brochure then for this hormone balancing effect?
Well, you could do it just by following the SP6 brochure points. That would work just fine. But I also use extra points in addition to that if I have patients or clients or customers that want to deviate and feel that they can handle extra information besides what's on the brochure, then I show them how to use other points like triple burner 17 behind the ears and those are the real points for balancing hormone. And also, the stop addiction point is really good for curbing craving. And that stop addiction point is on the wrist, the base of the thumb, and it's halfway between large intestine 5 and lung 7 on the radial aspect of the wrist.
And actually, we do have a picture of this, courtesy of Dr. Quayla, on the Patch Training Team website. So if people search addiction, they would probably find that picture. But we'll repost it on Facebook for everybody so they can see where that point is.
It's called Tian Wei, T-I-A-N-W-E-I. It's hard to find pictures of it, though, except what we published.
Yeah, it is a little tricky, but it's easy to find once you know where it is. I think that if people are, pretending they're shaking hands, and so their thumb is up, and where that thumb crease, where it meets the wrist, if they just put the edge of the patch right on there and just follow, just stick it on that side, then they're in the right spot. That's
an excellent quick way to find.
Yeah, so if everybody doesn't know where this point is, if you're like pretending you're shaking hands with someone, you can use your right or your left hand, and then where that, the thumb goes all the way, connects to the wrist point, if you put the edge of the patch there, the SP6 or the Eon on the right or SP6 complete on the left, then and you just smooth it out, then you're in the right spot for the stop addiction point.
Okay, so then to follow through on the other steps, you also want to improve your nutrition strategy, and that's way beyond what we can do in a minute.
Yeah. Well, I think most people know what not to eat, which is a start. Eat whole foods and, stop eating processed food, and sugar is the biggie.
I advocate raw possible and organically raised as much as possible.
Yes.
Food that's not organically raised and produces a lot more toxins in your body, and that makes it more difficult to lose weight.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's all those hormonal issues, too, which Dr. Dennis said earlier, that's going to prevent us from losing weight if we have hormone imbalances. Well, this is a great protocol, Dr. Dennis. I know our time is basically running down. Any last words you want to share with everybody?
Otto, keep hydrated and have fun with the patches.
Yeah, absolutely, and I do apologize if anybody was listening to the show live and was trying to call in and couldn't. If you want to, you know, post a question on the patch training team right on our Facebook page, I'd be more than happy to answer that question. You know, for the next 24 or 48 hours, if you had difficulty and you couldn't get in to the show because of our technical difficulty, you know, I'd be more than happy to answer those questions. So thank you so much, Dr. Dennis. Where can people find you and, you know, connect with you?
On Facebook.
Lobestein,
L-O-B-S-T-E-I-N. And questions there. And you can also find out how to connect with us at the Acupatch Clinic, which we have online every Wednesday evening.
Oh, it's online now. How wonderful. Okay, fantastic. And thanks, everyone, for listening in, either live or on the recording. And hopefully we won't have technical issues next month. We'll have to figure this out in the next week what went on. So I apologize to everyone for that. And thank you, Dr. Dennis, for, you know, calling me up and doing it this way.
You bet. Thank you, Dr. Karen. It's awesome.
All right. Take care, everyone, and bye for now.
Bye.